Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Hey guys, again, I want to thank you for being on this call. Of course, if you're out here with me, you are on Zuma's Health Education Call. So thanks for joining in live tonight. And tonight we've got some good information coming your way. If you've happened to see the email that we launched out for this call, hopefully you're a little intrigued because we've got some information I think is going to help you this holiday season. It's hard to believe that here we are, what has been a crazy year, 2020, and we're coming into the final stretch. And for most people who have looked back on 2020 so far, there's probably some anticipation that this year needs to be over sooner rather than later. But that being said, we do know that the holidays will still go on, and if you're like most people, you're going to do your best to enjoy the holidays in a safe pandemic way, I suppose. But the thing that is true is the holidays will go on this year, and if you're like most people, like I said, you're gonna find ways to enjoy the holidays despite all the things that are happening in our crazy world these days. But tonight's call is kind of dedicated to that because we want to, you know, talk a little bit more about what happens at the holiday season, and we're going to get a little pinpointed and targeted on our topic tonight. And, of course, I'm joined on the line tonight by a lady who is a great friend to us and certainly somebody we're proud to have as part of Zuma's Scientific Advisory Board. She's a naturopathic doctor, and as many of you know who have been on these calls before, she spends a lot of her time just helping folks like those of you listening in tonight through her practice and also utilizing Zuma's products as well in that effort to help people enjoy more health abundance. So always glad I can spend some time with her. Dr. Melissa, you're out there, right?
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
Awesome. Well, hey, I am great now that I'm finally on the line. So again, thanks to you as well for your patience tonight. But I know you and I had a little bit of a conversation, obviously, before this call. And I know we've got some good information planned. So I'm not going to steal any of your thunder right now. I'm going to let you kind of lead us off tonight. And as always, I'll be here hanging out and ready to comment if you need me or if I feel like there's something that I just have to get off my chest. I'm gonna interrupt you and jump in.
That'll be perfect. And, you know, I've had a good day. I actually went out. I live near a Lake Lanier. And if any of you guys have been to Georgia, it's just a really beautiful lake. And I went charter fishing. So I got to go out and I caught a bass, which I'm not a fisherman. So when I catch a fish, I like have a conversation with it. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to catch you. But I caught a really nice bass. And I realized today that if you hold bass actually have a tongue. I had no idea. And if you press down on the tongue, they will not move anywhere. They'll just, you could hold them. And then I gracefully let the bass go back into the lake because I have a problem with the hook and all of that, but it's fun. And, you know, with all that's going on in the world and everything, it's just great to get outside and just breathe in some really, you know, fresh air. I know I was talking to some of you guys a little bit, you know, someone's in California. I think someone else is, I think in Pittsburgh, if I'm right. It's just so good to be outside. And if you can get out there and just breathe, because we are in masks a lot. And I did a talk on that. It's actually recorded. So that might be something to listen to about what you want to do while you're actually wearing the mask. So anyway, today I wanted to touch on something that we talk about a lot with Zuma, but if you're new to Zuma or if you want to share the call, this is a good overview of your pH and actually what can affect the pH, especially during this time with all the stuff that's going on this whole year. pH can definitely be affected. And when you look at the pH, this is something I do in my office every single week. I actually test my patient's pH level. And the most accurate reading level is actually going to come from a urinalysis, which is basically an assessment of the patient's total body pH over the previous several days. So you want to, if you're going to check the urine, you want to check the first urine of the morning. But sometimes it's not practical in my office because it's busy. So I will check it during the day. And you want to find out if you, and you can get these little strips. I mean, we do the saliva strips, but you can also get urine strips and check your pH that way. And you want to see that it's slightly acidic. It doesn't mean it's acidic completely, but the preferred range is like 6.0 to 6.80 on urine. And in that situation, if you don't have it in that range and you're lower than that, which is where I see most of my patients before I put them on X2O, I'll see it around 5.0, and then it starts to move up. But like there's a lot of medical sources out there that say 5.0 to 8.50 is a normal range, but it's really not. You definitely be in that sweet spot of around 6.40 to 6.80. And, you know, when you think about that, the normal range for our blood pH is 7.35 to 7.45. So if blood pH goes outside the range, you're going to die. Death is just imminent. So when you hear about a patient that's been given 24 hours to live, it's because their doctor has found that their blood pH is outside of this very small range. So by comparison, it's illogical for urine pH to have such a wide range of normalcy if we know we need to keep the body in that place of keeping our blood pH at that level. And, you know, I'm going to touch on, you know, certain things that's going to affect the pH. And we know that certain foods and substances will temporarily shift your pH, but food, people don't realize, is only about 20% responsible for a patient's pH. Stress actually plays a far bigger role than food, and with one exception, carbonated beverages. So the phosphoric acid and the carbonic acid in carbonated beverages is so aggressively acidifying that it takes about 32 8-ounce glasses of water, and that's not alkalized water, that's just water in general, to neutralize the acid of a 12-ounce can of soda. So if the one thing I can do when a patient comes into my office, and that's something that you guys can do when you meet a person and you're trying to help and introduce them to Zuma, is you'll find out, you know, are you drinking diet soda? We know diet soda is about 2.5 on that acidity scale, actually lower. I think it's 1.5. Regular Coke is about 2.5. And if they drink coffee, I think it's about 4.0. So the goal is to switch them around. So if they're drinking 80% that during the day, you don't want to let them not have it, because you, like, I'm always big on moderation with everything. So you want to switch it around. So it's instead of 80%, you know, the acidic stuff, you want to move them back over to where it's 20% acidity and 80% alkaline water or X2O. Because if you flip-flop that, you're going to see that person's health start to change. It may not be a quick change, but as they get on and their pH starts going up and they start absorbing those minerals, they're going to notice that they're just going to feel a lot better. Because when their pH is out, people don't really contribute a lot of the things that they normally feel every day. They just think, oh, this is normal. You know, this is something I'm dealing with all the time. But at the same time, they'll start saying, oh, I've got, you know, muscle pain, or they may feel less tranquility. They can have sleep problems. And when you think about minerals, which are that's in X2O, they are the nature's painkillers. So if you take, you know, if you have someone that's taking muscle relaxers and tranquilizers or whatever they're taking, if they have too much acidity, they're going to notice a change in their pain. That's the first thing that I see when they start getting their body into that alkalized place. They also have decreased bone density, which leads to osteoporosis because your body has to steal minerals when they're drinking those acidic things or even eating. And they'll actually leach, you know, the minerals from the bone, and that to help neutralize the acid. And my own story with X2O is pretty amazing, because right now I'm about to be 54 on November 10th. And I guess it was now 20 years ago. Every year I'm with you, Ken. I'm always adding another a year to this. But I was diagnosed with a really aggressive form of breast cancer, and they gave me about a 45% chance of survival during that time, and I was only 33. And, in fact, it was on my 33rd birthday. So they sit down, and they scribbled on this little piece of paper that we're going to give you 45%, and if you go through chemo and radiation for 2 years, we'll increase it 10 more percent. So I'm, you know, at 55%. And I went through the chemo and radiation. I was on a clinical trial. And there's a movie called Living Proof on Amazon, and I was one of the women on that specific clinical trial. And all the women prior to that trial had actually died of that specific cancer. So God was so good, and he just put me on the right place at the right time. and I was able to go through that and come out on the other side. And the only thing that was really that I was left with, because if you go through chemo, and God forbid you ever have to do that, it really feels like you're getting beaten up. It feels like your bones ache. It's a horrible, you can't even describe the feeling that you have. And when I got through, I had something, like I was saying here, osteopenia, because my bones had been just destroyed pretty much from the chemotherapy. They hurt so much. Well, I guess it was about 5 years ago, and this is 20 years later, so this would have been about 15 years past, I actually went to Emory and had something called a DEXA scan, and they measured my bone density. And while they measured my bone density, they found that my bones are like they were in my 20s. And I'm like, what the heck? Because that is amazing. Because typically osteoporosis turns into, osteopenia turns into osteoporosis. But for me, I always thank the Lord first, but thanks for introducing X2O to me, because I've been drinking it for several years prior to that. And I really do contribute that building my bones back up, because the what's in X2O is actually what is in our bones. It's the same. We have a little bit added in, I think, some silver in there. And Ken, you can elaborate on that. But basically, it has the same mineral content, because God made what it came from, and God made us. So he's given us a resource that has not really been altered, so that we can consume it and get our bodies back to where it needs to be and get our pH balanced. And for me, it really helped me with my bone density. So from that standpoint, looking at people and going, well, what actually, can make you acidic? Because there's just so many things in the world. I really do feel like people not drinking enough water is the biggest thing. And with X2O, we're making a dead water into a live water. So we're turning just your regular water into something that's going to be nourishing, that's going to be life-giving. And if you start your day off, and I know Ron Howell, I remember years ago, he's actually the president of Zuma, he actually said he keeps X2O beside his bed. When he wakes up in the morning, he always has that glass. And it's really good to start your day off like that. Have the water sitting beside you, have the little sachet sitting there. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're automatically getting yourself oxygenated, you're optimizing enzyme function, and you're just getting yourself into a place where you're starting your day really hydrated. So I'm really big, as you can see, on X2O, but there's other things you can do to keep your body more alkaline. And, during the holiday season, we have a lot of junk food that comes around, and maybe not as much as usual, because we are in our houses now. And really, we need to take this opportunity that now that we're home to really focus on keeping our bodies healthy, because if your immune system's good, it's really hard to catch a virus. And if you do catch a virus, your body's going to be able to overcome that. I know that because I've had patients that have dealt with that. And if you give them the right stuff, and I have an actual protocol, I don't treat it, but I support the immune system. And I've seen people do really well once they add a couple of things in there to really get themselves healthy. But one thing you can do at home is actually eat more dark green vegetables. And when you think of healthy foods, you usually think about, you want to think about the color green. And when you think about nature, you also think about the color green. So green, if you just think about green when you're out there picking your foods out, pick the vibrant colors. Pick the colors from the rainbow that God made and start incorporating those into your diet. Less processed. You hear this a lot, but just don't go to the center of your grocery store. Shop on the outside and just pick the foods that are not processed and start putting those foods in the body. Sometimes as we get older, we do need enzymes because we can lose enzymes. So sometimes it's good to add in a digestive enzyme to help break down the foods. And we do have some product called Assimilator that's very, very good for that. So you want to use that. And also Assimilator can be used when you're not eating so healthy, so you can break the food down and get it out of the body as well. So adding, alkaline water, using a digestive enzyme. If you look up my reviews online, I'm going to brag on myself just a little bit, but if you put in the olive leaf in Google, you'll see a review I just got from a man. All I did with him is get him on X2O, put him on enzymes, and changed his diet a little bit. And his daughter wrote the most beautiful review for me about how his life had changed and how he went to all these doctors and he couldn't get help. And then he came to me, and I just did something so simple. And the beauty of that is that you guys have the same opportunity to do the same thing with people because you have access to what I have access to. So it was awesome. The other thing we want to look at during this time is also getting more exercise. Obviously, exercise helps your body actually restore its neutral pH balance in the tissues as well as blood and cellular fluid. So doing aerobic exercise actually is the best way to maintain that acid-alkaline equilibrium in your body because it works on your muscles, and this can help reduce the accumulation of acid in your system. So when it comes to exercising, make sure you do at least one form of an activity a day. I don't care if it's walking. I get my patients walking 10 minutes a day. I tell them I don't care where they're walking or how far they're walking. Just get into the habit of doing something 10 minutes a day. You're going to recreate that habit, and you'll look forward to doing it, and it'll help you go into FSA, which I call fun, sweaty activities instead of exercise, so you can get yourself motivated to get into a habit so that you're doing something. But that's going to really help with your pH as well. And then around the holidays, people obviously drink a lot of alcohol. Not everyone, but some people do. And alcohol changes your pH because it alters your kidney's ability to maintain substances such as phosphate in your blood. So when that happens, it imbalances the blood significantly, and it can decrease the effectiveness of your body's metabolism. So when you drink a light form of alcohol like beer, you're drinking a significant amount of water, so while also reducing your kidney's ability to get rid of that water. So the result is you have a fluid overload and a change in your phosphate levels, and then it decreases the acidity of the blood, making your pH level rise. So it's one of those things where alcohol is something that it can just, the easiest way to look at this is it can affect the kidneys if you're drinking too much. Now, if you're drinking a little bit, no big deal. You got to just look at your GFR. That's your kidney function on a test. I mean, if you are drinking alcohol every single day, you want to kind of keep a look on that, also on your liver enzymes, and make sure that they're good. I'm not a fan of a lot of alcohol. I am a fan of a little bit, though. I think it's fine from the standpoint of maybe a glass of wine, you know, periodically, but just don't overdo it. And then during the alcohol season, this is kind of an alcohol season. A lot of people drink during this time. You just want to realize that that can be affecting your pH. And so if you're going to drink alcohol, obviously drink more of the X2O, and you can put them together. And again, the 80-20 rule is really good. I think, you know, just looking at acidic foods, I know it's only 20%, but you really want to limit the intake of acidic foods and manage your pH levels. Foods that are acid-forming in the body should be eaten just not a lot. You know, look at it, again, that 80-20 rule. And some of these foods include, like, processed cakes and breads, processed cereals, eggs, even eggs. I mean, eggs are healthy, but at the same time, too much of a good thing can be too much. Peanuts, walnuts, rice, pasta, cold cuts, all those things can form acidity in the body. And you just want to make sure that you're balancing out those things with the good things that I was talking about before, like foods from the rainbow. And when it comes to beverages, just limit your intake, again, of alcohol, again, of milk, caffeinated drinks that contain artificial sweeteners. There's a great book you can get from Dr. McCullough, and it's called Sweet Deception. It actually talks to you, it tells you about where, like, any of the diet sodas actually originated from. And NutraSweet, it was actually a paint thinner, which is crazy. But they found out, wow, this paint thinner is 500 times sweeter than sugar. Let's market it and put it in our drinks and see how we do. And he goes through every type of sweetener that's artificial, and he breaks down and shows you that they were a mistake made in a lab that basically ended up in our food chain. So we want to make sure that, you know, that's the main thing, is not to add too many chemicals to your body. But at the same time, you can offset that by drinking X2O. You can also add multivitamins to your diet. A lot of things help you alkalize your body. For example, A and C help obviously boost the immune system. They strengthen the body's cells while making the body more alkaline. Vitamin D also helps maintain your body. It also improves your calcium absorption. It helps your body maintain healthy minerals. And also vitamin D, they found with COVID, actually prevents, well, I don't want to say prevents, but really helps the body not to develop the blood clots if it goes into that phase two. Vitamin D really inhibits that. So you want to try to get yourself really during the season, even with cold, flu, I don't care what it is, or if it's COVID, with zinc, vitamin C, vitamin A is also good to add in, and just make sure that you have a good combination of those. Stay well hydrated, and if you do that, it's really good as preventing, you know, things from happening. And if you do get in vitamins as well, we have Life Force, which is a really good multivitamin, and I'm going to get Ken to elaborate on that just a little bit. I know that's one of our sleeper products, really, but it's a foundation of health. So if you add Life Force and you add your omega and then you add X2O and a good probiotic, which we have, those are foundational products. So those things really keep everything in check, and you can build upon that. The last thing is, a couple of things, reducing your intake of sugar. The most acidic thing you can do is put foods that are full of sugar, such as sodas, candy, cakes, all of that. It's everywhere, so it's hard to get, it's just in plain sight. So everywhere it is, you're going to get it, but just try to limit it. Products even like ketchup, yogurt, and pasta sauce are just full of sugar. And it comes in a lot of forms, and such as high fructose corn syrup, artificial sugars, corn syrup solids, all of those, dextrose, that's just to name a few. Sugar in all forms is very acidic. So when you stop and think about how prevalent sugar is in foods and in high amounts, it's also really easy to see its influence in contributing to your pH balance. So you just have to, you know, enjoy yourself in the holidays, again, but just do it in moderation. And last thing is also your caffeine intake. It's found in coffee. It's found in drinks. It's everywhere. But again, it's very acidic, and it can damage the pH of your body. So try to replace coffee with maybe green tea. I know it's kind of an odd change if you're used to coffee, but green tea has a component that's very good, anti-cancer, helps. It's just so good for you. It's just one of those things. If you can switch out one hot beverage for something else, switch it out to green tea. And the last thing is, you know, reduce the amount of stress you have in your life. And studies show that your emotional state affects your pH levels in your body. And stress affects the neuroendocrine system, which leads to higher levels of cortisol. And that's a stress hormone. You'll have weight around your midsection. You won't be able to sleep very well. You won't lose weight. It's just one of those things. Cortisol is not necessarily the best thing to have at a constant high level. And, as the truth, in any form of stress, half the battle is realizing that the stress is happening and really knowing that I'm a believer, so I know that Jesus says his yoke is, you know, you want to switch yokes with him. He will give you peace, and he gives you comfort. And when you feel like you're overwhelmed in this world, you know that his yoke is easy. So it's like just trade with him, you know, just say, God, I can't handle this right now. It's overbearing, and he will take that and help you. I think that's the thing that we, in this society, we really need that, and we really need to know that he's with us. But anyway, Ken, I'm going to let you go. I know I talked a lot, but I want to let you go on and just touch on those products, if you would, that I just mentioned, because I think those are really important, to, especially during this time of year, to keep people healthy and keep their pH balance.
Yeah, absolutely. And you didn't talk too long. That is fantastic information. The reality is, guys, I love Dr. Melissa's approach here. It's moderation. I'm going to tell you, I'm a pretty healthy guy. Most days I do a lot of, good for my body. But I'm going to also tell you that when the holidays roll around, like most of you, I'm definitely not doing all of the exact same things I do when it's not the holidays, right? I'm indulging in foods and beverages and things that I know, as Dr. Melissa has pointed out on this call, aren't ideal for my body and certainly create acidic conditions in my body. So, part of the magic is not only moderation, but it's also, making sure your body is fortified, right? So if you're doing a good job right now, and if you're listening to this call, I'm hoping that you already are using, you know, a good amount of Zuma's products and keeping your body fortified nutritionally, because it's times like this when the holidays roll around and we tend to get off the health path and maybe on to, you know, it's holiday time and let's eat this and drink that and enjoy this, right? Or as you just pointed out, Dr. Melissa, stress out about these things that we normally don't stress out about the rest of the year, right? So all of these things are definitely things that are attacking our body. And that was, of course, the title of our email that we sent out for this call, is that you're really going to be under attack in some ways just because it's the holiday season, whether it's stress or the foods or the beverages or the desserts or all of the above. There's going to be something that's going to be working against you typically during the holiday season, even though many times for most of us it's filled with wonderful memories and friends and family and all those good things. You know, is it any surprise, and Dr. Melissa, I'll let you wrap up at the end of this call with a thought on this, so hold your comment, but think about this. Does it surprise anybody that knowing that the holidays do create a lot of mayhem inside the body in terms of, again, what we choose to do or the stress that we're under, is it any shock then to anybody why all of a sudden it seems like right after the holidays are over, when January rolls around, suddenly it seems like everybody has a cold or the flu, right? Mm-hmm. Is it really that, you know, cold and flu season has suddenly just sprung up upon us? It waited till after New Year's to show up and all of a sudden everybody's got the cold or flu? Or could it have been maybe, you know, the fact that we just went through 40 days of mayhem for many of us in some ways under you know, a digestive, you know, assault of various different kinds. So let me give you some fun tips before I turn it back to Dr. Melissa for her final thoughts. But one of the things that, you know, we were talking about primarily on this call is the pH side of it, the alkalinity side, right? So here's what I'll tell you. I love a good glass of wine. In fact, sometimes in the holidays, I'm going to have several glasses of good wine. So I know that wine is acidic, and I know that wine is dehydrating to my body. So what do I do is, well, if I'm going to have that glass of wine, I'm going to enjoy it, but I'm going to actually have myself a nice bottle of X2O water leading up to that point in the day where I'm going to enjoy that wine. And I may more than likely drink some of that X2O water in between maybe those glasses of wine that I might enjoy, right? So even though I'm doing something that I know is not going to be awesome for my body, I'm also offsetting that, and it's amazing what a difference that makes. So if you're one of those people like Dr. Melissa was talking about, if you enjoy, you know, wine or other types of beverages, you know, alcoholic in nature for holiday season, not a problem, as long as it's in moderation, of course, and prepare yourself. Give your body the alkalinity benefits and the hydration benefits that go along with X2O. In fact, let's go one step further. You'll have probably people you know, maybe even some of you on this phone might find yourself in a situation where maybe you indulge just a little bit too much. It's interesting, but believe it or not, there are bar owners and nightclub owners that are Zuma members that will offer X2O to patrons as a hangover remedy. I know that sounds crazy, but that's true. Why? Because they know a lot of people walk out having, you know, had a little too much, and they are desperately in need of minerals, electrolytes, hydration, and alkalinity. And, of course, X2O provides all of those. So if you have relatives that tend to be a little bit excessive in their consumption during the holiday season, literally handing them a bottle of X2O can make a big difference in the way they're going to feel that following day. And since I'm still on this topic, let me give you one more interesting little tip. One of the things that is interesting is X2O sachets, believe it or not, will make a low-priced, not-so-awesome wine taste a lot better. The alkalinity that the X2O packets can create in a glass or on a bottle of wine will actually help to knock down some of the tannins or the tannic acid and actually make that taste more like a smoother, older, more aged bottle of wine. So, again, it's a nice little fun tip, and the reason I share that with you is because around the holidays, again, wine is a common thing, right? And it could be a fun way for some of you who maybe have relatives or friends or family who are a little resistant to nutritional supplements to show them a very creative way to use X2O in their wine. And it's amazing how many doors that has opened over the years for people who enjoy a good glass of wine to suddenly discover the benefits of Zuma. Again, maybe not the most common way people get introduced to our product, but it is an opportunity perhaps for some of you if you're meeting with family or friends this holiday season to show them a little trick on how to make that wine taste even better with an X2O sachet. And one more thing on X2O before I jump to a couple other quick products here. If you've ever had an upset stomach, or if you've ever found yourself you know, after a big 10, you know, unhealthy meal, you tend to maybe not feel so good afterwards, or maybe you consumed, you know, a couple desserts or acidic beverages and you're feeling a little bit of that, you know, burning sensation in your throat, commonly referred to as heartburn by a lot of us, right? Believe it or not, one of the coolest things you can do with X2O is take a brand new sachet out of the pack, tear that sachet open, pour that mineral content on your tongue. Try not to get it all over in your mouth because obviously it's a little gritty, but pour it on your tongue, kind of cup your tongue a little bit if you can, and then take a big gulp of water and kind of wash it down. So you're literally swallowing the contents of the sachet rather than just tossing it in the water. But believe it or not, that little trick for virtually everybody I've ever encouraged to try that little experiment will say that within literally 10 to 15 minutes, if they had an upset stomach, it's gone. It doesn't, they're not upset or queasy anymore. Or if they've had a really bad bout with some heartburn and they're feeling acidic, that puts that fire out really quickly. So again, some of you may not get to that point because you make better health decisions or better food and beverage choices, but you may know some people who experience this. In fact, I'm sitting here thinking this, as I'm telling you this story, I'm thinking, literally, I was just at my niece's wedding in July, and one of my nephews was having a real serious acid reflux kind of a thing. He had quite a few cocktails at the wedding, and I looked at him. I said, you need this, and I tore open an X2O sachet, and I told him, pour it on your tongue and drink this water down, and he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, trust me. You know I'm your crazy uncle that does all these nutritional things. You know this is going to work, and sure enough, he trusted me. He drank it down, and he came back to me literally like 15 minutes later, and he's like, Uncle Ken, I can't believe how different I feel. That's amazing. So, you know, again, it's just you never know. You might be able to help a friend or a family member this holiday season with those little tips. Dr. Melissa also mentioned a simulator. Guys, in my opinion, if you're sitting down to any meal, you should have at least one assimilator capsule before you eat that meal. That's my personal opinion, because enzymes, especially digestive enzymes, are that important. But when we're sitting down to more indulgent meals, right, the heavier stuff, you know, the stuff that we typically consume around the holiday season, assimilator becomes that much more important. Not only to help break down those foods, let the body, you know, have an easier time to digest and process those foods, but also just so we feel better, right? Because if your body is struggling to digest all the stuff that we consume typically around the holiday season, it just, you don't feel good, right? And what a, you know, unfortunate thing that would be to, you know, be at a holiday gathering and just, you're just not feeling right because you indulged with all these great foods or desserts or whatever they were. So the assimilator really helps a lot. And again, if you've got friends or family members, again, don't be shy. Encourage them to take one before those meals, and they'll probably turn and thank you for it because they're going to probably feel a lot better than they normally would indulging in those holiday treats, right? So a simulator, great product, definitely important this time of the year, in my opinion. And then Dr. Melissa mentioned the probiotics, which is the other side of that, of course. We want to definitely make sure that, you know, we keep the digestive system in good stead, keep the friendly flora in good balance in the gut. And remember, part of what also creates immune system challenges is when our gut is out of balance, right? So the probiotics, as you've heard Dr. Melissa talk about on calls before, you've heard me talk about, really great at helping to not only complete the digestion process of the holiday indulgences, but also to support your immune system strength during this time of the year as well. And Life Source, in my opinion, guys, when it comes to a multivitamin, multimineral, and obviously I'm a little biased in my opinion, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a hard time finding a really strong quality multivitamin, multimineral that will match up to Zuma's Life Source. Our product is really well done, and I don't say that just because I was one of the guys that oversaw the formulation. I'm telling you that because I'm a product user. I use that product every day. I take my four capsules a day, and I can tell you that it's a difference maker. Some people underestimate the value of having a good, high-quality multivitamin, multimineral formula. In fact, even modern medicine, as much as they don't seem to embrace the nutritional supplement side of the world, even modern medicine doctors say that, you know, everybody should be taking a good quality multivitamin. So that would definitely be part of my regimen this holiday season. So Dr. Melissa, I've now talked a lot. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you for any final thoughts or comments.
Well, now I have a final thought. I'm going to take a bottle of Boone's Fun and put the sachet in it and have people come over. <'Cause I'm> like, I'm like, no, look, you just pour the bottle of Vinfarm into a really expensive wine bottle and then just add a sachet and then there you
Wouldn't
go.
That be fun?
Well,
don't do Boone's Farm. That's good. That's going a little too far down the scale. At least do like the $4 Chuck.
I'm in Georgia. I mean,
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Yeah, we're good with that. That's funny. I did actually with the sachet actually fell. I think I mentioned this last time. The sachet I had fell into my sink and a butter bean or I guess lima bean, white bean. I don't know what they're called there, but we call them butter beans. Fell into the sink with it. And I tell you, within a couple of days, I had a beanstalk growing out of my sink from the trace minerals. I was like, this is insane. I was like, this is so funny. I know Dr. T was talking about putting the sachets in the soil, you know, just to because our minerals are missing from the soil. And I do have a patient that lives in Flowery Branch, Georgia, and she does that. She takes all the used sachets and puts them out in her garden to really help the plants grow. So it's really, that's pretty fascinating. I was like, that's so cool. But no, I think we touched on everything because I really do feel like if, you know, this is just an odd year. I mean, you know, this year has been a really crazy year. And even with the holidays coming up, they're not going to be, I don't know, they may be, I don't know what they're going to be, honestly, Ken. I don't know. It's just, we don't know. But still, stress can come in all different forms. So, you know, just making sure that you de-stress and get yourself into a place where your acidity level can go down. And even when you're going through the holidays and you're, you know, getting presents and things like that for people, find a joy in the season. And then I think that's going to really help balance your pH as well. I do feel like we just have to shift our focus over to good things, and you know, and I feel like if we do that, I feel like life and our bodies and everything else ends up becoming less acidic, and our bodies definitely will fall, you know, not be healthy is the goal, especially for the new year. And but that's it. I've talked so much, I've ran out of things to say, but I really I'm done. I've been fishing all day, and now I'm here doing my talk, and I'm like, well, I got everything in there that I wanted to get in there, and I enjoy pre-talking to people on the call, too, and I really hope you guys have a blessed week, and get outside and enjoy yourself, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Melissa. And, folks, thanks for listening in again to this live call. Remember, this is a call we do the first and third Thursday of every single month, and it is recorded. Remember, you can always access this and many others in your back office. Another great call coming your way 2 weeks from today. So, again, thanks for listening in. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.